Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you. Today's a day of celebration throughout the city, and we hope that you have a chance to spend some time with your family today and just fellowship, just break out in some laughter, some reminiscing of all that has come to pass. You know, vision. Martin Luther King Jr., he had a vision, and it has come to pass in this time. So though it tarry, we choose to wait for vision when God gives it to us, knowing that it will come to pass. We have a guest with us today, Miss Melissa, and she's going to share a bit about her experience, firsthand experience in Jamaica during the recent hurricanes.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. I am Melissa, and I'm from Jamaica. I'm just visiting here for a little while here with my uncle. It's a celebration, and, you know, there are other pastors. And I just want to share what Jamaica went through on October 28, 2024. So Jamaica was faced with the devastating impact of my namesake, Hurricane Melissa.
Melissa.
And that have tested our nation's strength and resilience. When the hurricane struck, it left behind damaged homes, flooded communities, and disrupted livelihoods on a whole across the island. Jamaica is predominantly farming. It's a farming country. And a lot of crops were lost. Farmers lose their crops, and essential services were interrupted, affecting daily lives for many. Right? So just imagine going months without electricity and water and even food.
Yeah.
Right? Yet, even in the face of the destruction, the true spirit of Jamaica shone through. Communities came together to support one another, offering help, hope, and encouragement. Emergency workers even helped from Canada and here in the U.S., you know, volunteer. And ordinary citizens played a vital role in the recovery efforts, reminding us of the power of unity. This hurricane serves as a reminder of the importance of preparedness and resilience, but also the strength and determination of Jamaican people. No matter the challenge, we continue to rise, rebuild, and move forward together.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Melissa. Melissa, my niece. I'm so proud to and happy to have my niece here visiting for a little bit with me. She'll be going back home, and it's welcome.
Oh, thank
you. It's so good to have you. I'm proud, and like you rightly says it, that the people back home, they went through torment and devastation. And I've been to Jamaica. My wife and I, Emily, we went to the most devastating part of Jamaica when we visit there. Recently, we went there in St. Elizabeth, where the hurricane was just ravished that part of the island. Emily, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that Melissa said 2024, but it was 2025.
Oh, yes, we are in 2026.
But everybody knows that was the hurricane that just recently went by. And yes, we went and we saw the devastation, and it was really very, very sad. But the Jamaican are a very strong group of people, and they are survivors.
Yes.
And of this we know. And we're so happy to have Melissa with us. And we're going to miss her very much when she goes home.
Oh, yeah, I won't cry.
Yes. It'll be we're definitely going to miss her very, very much. And her story was very true. You know, they have crops, and imagine being without electricity for all those weeks, you know.
Yeah. And water.
And water. Yeah. I was talking to somebody when we were there, and I asked him, and he says, you have to go get the water every day. So I guess they did have it, but you had to go get it and ration it. You couldn't just make it run and just do whatever you want. But they survived. They were survivors. They really are. And then they did have people there, like she said, that were handing out food and trying to help the people. And the neighbors were gathering together, so they did have that kind of support.
And so Jamaica still need your help. They need you to pray for them. That's the number one thing. Pray for them. And if the Lord touch your heart and you want to send monetary gift there, yes, you can send it. And one place to send it is at Celebration Tabernacle Church here in Cocoa, and we'll make sure that they get it up there.
Amen. So that goes right into releasing the old and embracing the new. So it wasn't by choice, but there's a lot of old that is being released as they prepare to embrace the new, to rebuild, to come back from such a travesty. A physical travesty that also then spiral into emotional and such. But we're here to talk today about breaking new ground. So when we go forward to break new ground, we must change our perspective. Our text is from Acts chapter 11, starting at verse 1, where Peter, he had to change his perspective. He had to release his old religious way of thinking about things, the customs of the time, in order to embrace the new. And who was releasing the new? God.
Yes.
So it was the Lord communicating with him to show him, look, there's some religious mindsets, there's some old traditions and such, some ceremonial things that you need to release in order to go forward and to embrace the new. So beginning at verse 1, Acts chapter 11, verse 1, now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up from Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went into uncircumcised men and ate with them. But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, okay, so there was a contention between two groups of people. There was the circumcised and the uncircumcised. There were two traditions of people, two classifications of people. And when Peter had dwelt with the other, now people are coming against him. Yeah. Hey, you shouldn't have been hanging out with those people. You shouldn't have been eating with those people. But now he begins to explain to them that it wasn't his idea. It was God's command. Right. Because sometimes, you know, we think we're trying to keep the peace or we're trying to stick with one side and such. But it was God who caused him to release his own mindset, his old ritualistic, customary ways of doing things in order to embrace the new. And as it goes into the verses here in Acts chapter 11, it wasn't easy.
No, that's just difficult.
Yeah.
That was a very difficult transition that he has to make. He has to make, because you notice in the text, he was arguing with God. He says, Lord, arise, Peter, look, kill and eat. But on that sheet, or on the screen in today's world, he's looking at the screen, and what he saw on there was nothing that he eat. To him, all the animal that was on there was unclean. And he had already segregated himself from eating those unclean animals. Isn't that God? Mm-hmm. And God knew that. And he wanted Peter to make change. He wanted Peter to give up some old custom and idea. So that's why God used that analogy for Peter. And then God tell him, look, Peter, I am the boss. I am the boss. I am the maker. And I make those animals. And in an instant, I can make them clean.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we forget. We forget who is in charge. Mm-hmm. We forget who is the boss. We forget that God, the Almighty, can change unclean to clean just like that. Mm-hmm. In a second.
Just like he changed us, yeah. He could change that person that we're griping about.
Uh-huh.
That person that we're holding unforgiveness toward. The same way that he changed us, he is more than able to change them.
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't so much concerned as the animals just being unclean. That wasn't God's purpose. Hmm. It's what he was trying to teach Peter.
That's right.
That was the part, you know? If we try to change, then our purpose will unfold. If we stay old and with the old, then we're never going to have our purpose fulfilled. So God was just trying to teach Peter, not so much that the animals were no good, but that you have to embrace the change. So that's what he was teaching him.
In verse 6, Peter says, "When I observed it intently and considered." So that goes back to a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Mary, how she had to consider the word that was shared to her by the angel Gabriel. She had to consider it. So here, Peter, he's saying, when I observed, when I saw this vision, it intently and considered. I observed it intently and considered. We must be willing to consider the word of God, consider the communication of the Lord when we're making decisions and we're preparing to move forward.
Stay right there, Diane. Mm-hmm. And he says, what did I see? He focused exactly on that screen. Mm-hmm. Because he says, when I observe it intensely, mm-hmm. that means he just he didn't gaze at it. Mm-hmm. And he considered it. And then he says, I saw 4-footed animal of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, bird of the air. So you see all of this. So what does this mean? Look at verse 7. We'll pick up tomorrow on it. And I heard a voice saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat.
So he knew the voice.
The voice, yeah. That's where we're going.
He had to intently consider, then he has to respond now to the voice. So we all are to be listening for the voice behind the voice. Anytime that we are considering or making decisions and such, we must listen for the voice behind the voice in order to guide us in the way to go, embracing the new. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.